400 years after Abel Gore and his son killed the lamb on the mountain, a floating slave baby was lifted out of the water by the daughter of a king. She gave the slave baby fancy clothes, a fine education, and great wealth. That slave baby's name was Churchman. The slave baby's name was Churchman. His name was Churchman. When he was 40, Churchman ran away from the palace of the king to become a shepherd in the wilderness far. Churchman to return to the palace of the king. Gather up the slaves who were being held captive there, and lead them all to the beautiful land that the Maker had given to Abavoa, his mirror partner 400 years ago. But the king in the palace did not want to give up his slaves, and the king in the palace had an army. The Maker told Churchman, the shepherd, that each slave family must kill their finest lamb, then splash the blood of that lamb onto the left and right doorposts of their home. Then splash the blood of that lamb onto the left and right doorposts of their home. Each splash would be just above the height of a man's shoulder. The third splash would be in the middle of the doorframe, above the door where it would drip down to the ground below. The third splash would be in the middle of the door frame, above the door where it would drip down to the ground below, to the ground below. The family was then to cook the lamb and eat it with bread that had been made without yeast. The bread was to be without yeast. The bread of escape was to have no yeast. None of this made any sense to Churchman, but he always said exactly what the Maker told him to say. Churchman shouted that every person who had those bloodstains on their door frames would be free to leave the next morning. He shouted a second time that every person who had those bloodstains on their door frames would be free to leave the next morning. Then he shouted a third time, every person who has those bloodstains on their door frames will be free to leave at sunrise. It would be their day of escape. A door dripping with blood would be their door of escape. A door dripping with blood would be their door of escape. Out of their homes and into the desert. desert.